Two French composers who wrote and circulated in the same artistic circles are still being explored and considered together today. Now, in advance of this week's concert broadcast of the Philadelphia Orchestra, Susan Lewis looks at two masterworks that conjure imagery, one on the land and one on the sea.
In La Mer, Debussy paints a series of symphonic sketches describing the movement of the wind and water at sea.
But he creates fabulous pictures.
Spanish conductor Rafael Frubeck de Burgos says the work is wonderfully inventive.
There are things of orchestration that you never see before. For instance, you have a melody in the first movement. The oboe is doing it, the harp is doing it, the cello solo, and the contrabass in pizzicato. Where do you find a combination like that in music?
Debussy was about 12 years older than Ravel, who took parts of his ballet music from Daphnis and Chloe and created orchestral suites.
How the tune, who starts very slowly, develops with the four flutes, it's incredible. But the craftsmanship that Ravel showed in this ballet is really absolutely smashing.
This Sunday on WRTI, Rafael Frubeck de Burgos conducts the Philadelphia Orchestra in a concert that features Debussy's La Mer and Ravel's Suite No. 2 from Daphnis and Chloe. Also on the program is music by Lalo.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.